Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
So my name is Iona Bonnie, and I am the principal of Pulau School, which is on Pitcairn Island. I'm also the teacher because there is just me. I'm the teacher, the principal, education officer. Anything to do with education is me on the island. What brought me to Pitcairn? Because it's such a remote place. I've worked on other remote places before, but this one was pretty special. So when I saw the job advertised, yeah, I just thought this was a place for me, and I've had no regrets. It's a beautiful, beautiful island.
Yeah, we've got to see pictures and read all about it. Do you mind if we just jump right into some questions so we don't take too much of your time?
Absolutely.
Okay, so one of the kids wanted to know, and these are kind of out there, some of them, they wanted to know, what is it like to get, how do you guys get groceries on the island?
Okay, so the island's really well set up. We have a store, Pamai Store, which is open on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursday mornings between 7:30 and 12. And it has everything in it. Those supplies are brought from New Zealand. So the main connection place is New Zealand for Pitcairn Island. And they come up by ship every 3 months. So a ship comes from New Zealand with supplies. They can bring frozen stuff, they can bring chilled stuff, they can bring everything up on the ship. It's a supply ship. So any dried goods, we can get chippies, we can get biscuits, we can get, you know, fruit juices, anything we like is in the store. It's incredibly well supplied. It was one of my surprises when I arrived that it was so good. They also bring meat because there's no animals that on the island other than chickens. So all meat's brought up frozen. As far as fruit and vegetables go, this island can grow anything. So we can grow everything from carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, pawpaws, avocado, pineapples, all vegetables. So when we first arrived, we started with a vegetable garden. At the moment, we can't keep up with the tomatoes and the lettuce and the things that we're growing. So everyone on the island has the vegetable garden, and most of them will work on that in the mornings when it's cooler. And so all fresh vegetables and fruit is grown on the island, but anything else is brought up by ship, and we're well supplied.
That is really fascinating. And I know we have some guests here in some of our participants here in Nevada. And one thing that blew my mind, because I'm in Las Vegas, you guys are almost 5,000 miles away from us, and you're only one time zone away. And so our Nevada teachers show the kids, I had to pull out an actual physical globe because of the curvature of the earth, how that works. Whereas Hawaii is not nearly as far away, and Hawaii is three time zones away. And so it's so fascinating. So one of the kids, they had a question, and I'm going to let her, we're going to see if we can let her unmute. Greta, you had a very interesting question about tourism on the island. Go ahead and ask.
I just wanted to ask if you would like to reach out to more people and let them discover more about the island.
So through tourism? So the island is very encouraging of tourism. The problem that has is it's very remote. So getting to Pitcairn is very difficult. The only way to get to Pitcairn is by ship. There are cruise ships that visit. And while I've been here, it's been unusual because of COVID. The island has been closed until the last month and a half. So it opened up to visitors a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago. Up until that time, cruise ships would come here. So sometimes they have 1,000 people will arrive on the ship. And I haven't been there with that. Today we've got, this will be the third cruise ship since I've been here, has arrived this morning. And they're expecting 160 people to get off the ship and they'll walk around, which is quite a thing because I think at the moment there are 39 people living on the island. So we will be well outnumbered by visitors today.
That is a huge multiplicity right there.
So the cruise ships come, the people that the supply ship can carry 12 passengers. So people who are very keen to get here and they don't want to come on a cruise ship, a stop off on a cruise ship, can catch the supply ship when it passes through Tahiti. So the Gambier Islands are a part of Tahiti and they are the closest airport to Pitcairn Island, which is 36 hours by ship away. And when the supply ship is there, you can catch the supply ship, come to Pitcairn, and some people stay for 4 days and then catch the ship back and then fly back to Tahiti from there. The other way people get here is yachts. So we have had, I think, 5 yachts stop at the island in the while I've been here for the last 9.5 months. And they are generally coming from Panama or the Galapagos. So they have usually been at sea for 2 weeks before they get here. So they're usually quite keen to get off. We have had yachts arrive here unable to land. If the sea is too rough, you cannot land on Pitcairn. So even the cruise ships, sometimes if it's too rough, no one can get ashore because there's only really a very small wharf, small entrance to the harbour. And if it's too rough, no one can land. So it's a place you have to be prepared to maybe not even, you might see it from a distance, but not even get on. So the island, definitely, tourism is a big part of the economy for Pitcairn. So they want people to come, but getting here is not easy.
That is absolutely fascinating. And how long have you been on the island?
So I've been here 9.5 months. I actually leave here in 2 weeks' time. I get to go home. So we've been here 9.5 months, probably a bit longer than that because when we came from New Zealand, the island was not open, or Tahiti was not open because of COVID. So we spent 16 days on the supply ship from New Zealand to here. So it's a long journey. So we knew that we were coming to a remote place, 16 days on a ship, and we never saw another ship the whole time. It's just big ocean out there.
I can't imagine. So it's 20 hours on the sea. That's like the closest way to get to you guys.
36 hours by boat.
I really low blowed it with 20 hours. So we have one of our students in Italy, and Sophia, you had an interesting question. Go ahead and unmute for Ms. Bonnie.
Thank you. Hello. I wanted to ask, how's the climate there?
Yeah, the climate is beautiful on the whole. It's it can get very hot. It's about to come into hot time now. We have had probably the last 2.5 months has been pleasantly cool. It's even been a few days where I've had to put something warm on because I felt cold. It's a tropical climate. So on the whole, the temperature, I mean, I think we've got as low as 19 the whole month, 19 Celsius while we've been here. And that felt really cold to us because it's usually in the mid-20s or higher. So it's a tropical climate. It's warm. Because it's a small island, we get a lot of breeze, which is lovely when it's hot. And the weather can change very quickly. You can just go to the top of the island, or I can look out of my schoolroom here and watch the weather come, because you can see the weather forming out on the ocean. There's nothing out there but ocean.
That's so, such an adventure.
It is.
Yeah. Sorry, there's a little delay on ours. So I my apologies if it comes off like I'm cutting you out. I'm so sorry. So one of the kids, they wanted to know, you have what, 3 students at the school? What do kids do for fun on the island?
So they can have a lot of fun because there's only 3 and because they're all family. Really everyone on the island is related, so they're all family. So for fun, they do lots of swimming. They love fishing. So when the weather's good, they'll go fishing off the rocks or go out in the boats fishing. They visit each other, they wander around. There is internet here, it's not great, but so they can watch. There's no television, but they can stream things on the internet if the internet's working well. They do lots of visiting, they help around the gardens. So that's what they do. Every time the shop's open before school, they will whip down to the shop because it's a bit of a highlight. Everyone goes to the store on the days it's open. And so they meet everyone there and talk to them. There's a Sea Scouts group that runs on a Wednesday afternoon after school, and they generally quite like coming to school because it's something different. Yeah,
that is just, that's absolutely fascinating. So about you and about your career in teaching, what drew you to a career in teaching growing up?
I think I'd always had a bit of an idea that I wanted to teach, but when I first left school and went to university, I actually went traveling and spent 3 years traveling Europe and the United States, traveling and doing a little bit of work. And at that time, I loved travel. So I really wanted to go somewhere and be useful. So I'd had teaching in the back of my mind. So I came back and felt that teaching was going to be a place or a thing that I could go and visit places so I can become a part of a community and feel like I was living in a place rather than being a tourist. So that was a big, big driver. And so I have done quite a few stints of overseas teaching in remote places before. So that was probably my drive. I really felt quite passionate that I wanted to be useful in a community if I visited it. And I've loved my teaching career. I've taught for probably 35 years. Still doing it.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. And you know, as a licensed teacher myself, and I tell kids all the time, I even tell my own son, is that there is always going to be a need for teachers. So if you're not sure with what to do in life, try teaching. We have one final student question and then we'll let you get going. This is again from Greta. Greta, you can go ahead and ask. She had a question that had to do with community.
Do the people in the island reunite to have dinner?
Like, do people do their community events and stuff like that?
So they do. So children's birthdays up until they're 16 is they have what they call a community dinner. And there's a town square. There's a little town called Adamstown, which is where the store is and the post office. And there's a town square there. So we have a community dinner. They will call every house and building on the island has a VHF radio on it. So there will generally be an announcement the day before that comes through and says there's going to be community dinner for someone's birthday or for a special occasion. And everyone brings something to the community dinner. So we share, so they'll make dishes and we share. You take your own cutlery and plate, and then we sit around in the square and have dinner and wash up and go home. We've had quite a few since we've been here. There's one of the students, it's her birthday shortly, so we will have one then. We had one for the Queen's Jubilee because this is the British Overseas Territory, so we're very connected to the British, you know, British government. We had one for the Queen's Jubilee. Special visitors on the island, they will have community dinners. So that is something. Yes, so we do have community thing. People will visit, they have family fish fries down at the land. The landing is the one place you can get on the island in the harbour. And they will sometimes have fish fries, so they'll go fishing and fry the fish down at the landing and share them. We haven't had many of those while we've been here, but it does happen at different times of the year. Yes, but otherwise people visit each other's houses. One thing that before you go that I haven't had a chance, one of the most amazing things that was sort of, I knew it was here, but didn't realise how magnificent it was. But Pitcairn Island is a breeding place for humpback whales. So the humpback whales migrate here every year. They arrived in probably July and they're still here at the moment and they have their calves here. So they have their calves and they are here for months and it's very deep. Right off the island is very deep, so I can sit at the bottom of my garden and watch humpback whales breaching, and I can see calves poke their heads up and look at me, and the tails wave at me. And at school here, they sing. So humpbacks have a very loud noise. They sing. They wake you up at night because you can hear them singing. It is the most amazing thing about this island. we hear them at school and. We race out and there's an eco trail that runs at the bottom of the school and sometimes we can't resist and we race up to the lookout points to watch the whales just performing for us, which is pretty magnificent.
That is magnificent. I know at the schools that I taught here in Las Vegas, we would hear police sirens and ambulances. So a little bit different. So, okay, before we let you go, As someone, you're accomplished in your field, and you've traveled all over the world and led such an adventurous career. What kind of advice would you have for these kids as they go out into the world and figure out what kind of paths they want to pursue?
Keep your options open. Don't close down and decide this is what you're going to do, because the world is, as soon as you get out in the world, you suddenly see so many other things. So keep your options open. Yeah, when you're choosing subjects or choosing pathways, don't think, oh, I'm in this forever. Like, I've changed things, and yeah, I've taught all different subjects, all different levels, and keep your options open. The world is a big, wonderful place, and you're lucky. You're starting out on this wonderful adventure of the world.
That's absolutely wonderful. So first of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to connect with us today. And I'm going to end the meeting for all in a second. But before I do, I'm going to unmute all and let everyone say thank you to Iona for spending time out of her very, very special day to come and talk to you guys today. Thank you so much, Iona. And we hope that you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.